Thomas Stemberg was a successful executive in the grocery business. Working with a Connecticut-based chain, he opened a string of high-volume mega supermarkets that offered consumers huge selections at low prices. The stores were very successful, and Stemberg was building a sterling reputation in his business. But he wasn't satisfied. He saw the prosperous grocery megastores and wondered if the megastore concept couldn't be applied to something else. He wanted to start a large business in a big market underserved by modern distribution methods, offering customers a good value. He formed a mastermind alliance with Leo Kahn, the man who had pioneered the grocery megastores, and in 1986 he opened Staples, the first mega business supply store. Stemberg's idea was so smart, so right, that it immediately inspired competitors like Office Depot and Office Max to revolutionize the business supply industry. Despite the competition, Staples surpassed even Stemberg's ambitious expectations. In just 7 years, sales exceeded $1 billion. Thomas Stemberg didn't invent the superstore idea, but he applied it to a market that had been quiet and humdrum for decades. He developed a definite plan for attaining his goal. He formed a mastermind alliance with Kahn, the man who understood the concept best. He put his plan into action with applied faith, and he went the extra mile by offering customers more and better service than they could get anywhere else. Synthetic imagination puts the entire sum of human knowledge at your disposal, but like any other part of the science of success, it requires your dedication to making your vision into reality. Creative imagination. Creative imagination has its base in the subconscious. It is the medium through which you recognize new ideas and newly learned facts. All your efforts to impress your definite major purpose on your subconscious work to stimulate your creative imagination. F.W. Woolworth was working as a clerk in a hardware store. He was, at that point, simply determined to be a good and valuable employee. When his boss complained about piles of out-of-date goods that weren't selling, Woolworth's imagination went to work. "I can sell those items," he told his boss, and with his employer's permission, he set up a table in the store, laid out all of the dud merchandise, and priced everything at 10 cents. The stock sold remarkably fast, and soon the owner was searching for anything he could lay his hands on to put on that table, which became the most profitable spot in the store. Woolworth had the faith to apply his new idea to an entire store. His boss didn't. The Woolworth chain of five and dimes quickly spread across the nation, earning him a fortune. His former boss once commented, "Every word I used in turning that man's offer down has cost me about $1 million I might have earned." Woolworth was so committed to his then modest purpose of being a valuable employee that his imagination was ready to back up his commitment with powerful ideas. He certainly went the extra mile for his boss, but because that man didn't have the vision that Woolworth had, other investors formed Woolworth's Mastermind Alliance and profited from it.